RIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. So learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Please call now, 201-210-2727, 201-210-2727, or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. National is a real estate development firm. See us at NRIA.net.
Cruising to the old days with Lugnut Larry, Saturday at 1 p.m., Sunday at noon on AM 1560, FM 97.7. Join me and...
It's time for your KNZR Money Talks pay word. May, M-A-Y, May. Enter that now at knzr.com.
Bakersfield's choice for local Kern County news.
AM 1560 and FM 97.7.
KNZR. Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh. Bakersfield's news talk leader.
Oh, of course I listen. Why wouldn't I listen?
It's what I always listen to. They know what matters to me.
AM 1560 KNZR Bakersfield. 97.7 KNZR FM.
And KNZR.com.
They're at it again. Yet another attempt to add more government bureaucracy to healthcare. This time it's Proposition 23. 23 is funded by one labor union that's pushing their own political agenda. In doing so, this labor union is risking the lives of 80,000 dialysis patients. 23 is dangerous for patients, and 23 is costly for taxpayers. 23's bureaucratic requirements would increase healthcare costs by hundreds of millions of dollars every year. 23 will mean higher insurance premiums and higher taxes for everyone. That's Prop 23, the dangerous and costly dialysis proposition. Join the California Medical Association and the American Nurses Association California in voting no on 23.
At Paid for by No on 23, stop the dangerous and costly dialysis proposition. A coalition of dialysis providers, nurses, doctors, and patients. Committee major funding from DaVita and Fresenius Medical Care.
Everyone could use some extra dollars in the bank account, and KNZR is giving you the chance to do just that with Money Talks. Listen Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. for your hourly pay word. Enter those words online at knzr.com, and you'll have a chance to win $1,000. It's Money Talks with AM 1560 and FM 97.7 KNZR. Must be 18 years old or older to play. It's an Alpha Media company-wide contest, and one winner will be chosen each day. Complete contest rules at knzr.com.
There's only one on AM 1560 and FM 97.7, KNZR.
Here we go!
It's your Wednesday edition of Terry Maxwell Show. It's on AM 1560, FM 97.7. And for real America and the rest of the world, it's KNZR.com. And now, a host of the show, Terry Maxwell.
And good afternoon, everyone. We are back, and this is a 4 o'clock hour on a Wednesday. You know the drill. We have Dr. Jan Mensing from the practice here. We're going to talk about a really, really interesting subject, one that I'm fascinated with. And it has to do with when you open your mouth and you look inside, you've got teeth in there, you got a tongue, you got a bunch of other stuff in there. But we're really going to talk about dental hygiene for the most part.
A lot about dental stuff, Terry.
Yeah, a lot of dental stuff here.
Yeah, I've had a couple this week. I've had a bunch of patients with dental things. I'm kind of thinking, oh my gosh, God, we need to talk about this kind of thing.
And of course, people are thinking, well, wait a minute. As a physician, why would you be talking about dental? Isn't that what a dentist does? And it presents to you,
Terry, yes,
long before it presents to the to the dentist.
In fact, we'll go into that in a little bit of numbers. It is amazing how many illnesses.
Yeah.
There's estimates. Okay, I don't know that anybody's done it, but there's published estimates that 90% of all illnesses have an oral component to it.
Yeah.
Most of so when your doctor looks in your mouth, he is looking at more than, you know, do you have a sore throat or something like that? Right? Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of things. And dentists, by the way, are trained on these things too. I mean, dentists, I've had dentists refer patients to me saying, oh, doc, there's something wrong here. I think she's got this or this and this. In fact, probably dentists are a better choice at diagnosing things in the oral cavity than many doctors.
Sure.
I'm serious. I'm a doctor. I can't tell dentists are better than, but well, sometime during area, they're better than we are.
Sometime during this hour, I will be doing an advertisement for Dr. Mike Segarian over at Columbus Family Dentistry. In my conversations with him, he is a comprehensive dentist. Yeah. I mean, he really does cover a lot of different things. And I'm sure that he's somebody that will look at something. I got something else going on here.
But literally 90% of all illnesses have an oral component that you can see. Now, many of us have not been trained in there. Dentists are trained better than we are. But here's what the doctor, when he does your exam, he will notice something's wrong. He may not know what, but it puts to say, hold on, I need to look at this kind of thing. There are many things we're going to talk about, he'll know right away. You know, most of what we're going to talk about, he's going to know right away. But many of these rare illnesses that present, he may not know, you know, but he knows something's wrong. You know, you know, he can't put a word on it, but there's something wrong, and it helps him look a bit deeper.
Well, let me ask you then, is it more common that somebody would come in and say, well, you know, I got these loose teeth, or would you ask somebody?
No, they come in with that.
Okay. Diagnosis. So when they come in with that, what goes through your mind?
Well, several things. First of all, loose teeth, and it's caught in young people that they're kicked out. You know, they're kicked out or they're knocked out kind of thing. But that's not what we're talking about. That's a trauma. By the way, if that happens, what do? You wash the tooth off under soap and water. Not soap, but just water, warm water. You stick it back in and you see the dentist.
Right
away. Right. I mean, we all know that kind of thing. Hopefully everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But we're talking about as you get older and you come in with loose teeth, all right? And what happens, we always check calcium and magnesium issues, all right? Mm-hmm. But there's one micronutrient, vanadium, that nobody thinks about. That it's in your entire body. You have 100 micrograms. It's minute. All right, but it's called an essential micronutrient. If you don't have it, your teeth fall out. Bottom line.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Now, where would you get that?
Okay. Well, let's talk about that. Okay. Number one is buckwheat. All right. Okay. Nobody thinks of these things, you know, but buckwheat has 30 micrograms per ounce. Parsley. All right.
And
25 micrograms.
When we start talking about bad breath, we're going to get to parsley. Get back to parsley, aren't we?
But parsley, oats have 10 micrograms, but eggs have 13. So if you're getting, you know, if you're having oat cereal in the morning and a little bit of parsley on your salad or whatever, and you're having some eggs, you're probably not going to have troubles with this. All right.
Good, because I do all those things.
Now, the average person gets between 10 and 60 micrograms. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Probably to be really good and sure that you're not going to have any dental issues with it, you probably need between 25 and 100 micrograms. If you have loose teeth, I would rather you start eating better. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we're going to talk about a bunch of other things with dental issues, but eat better, all right? You can buy vanadium sulfate in the health food stores. I'm not a fan of it, okay?
Well, you got some natural sources there, and you don't need very much of it.
This is it. Yeah. You know, you can buy a 50 milligram tablet, all right? The problem is that only 10% it's magnesium sulfate, but only 10% is really magnesium. And of that, only 10% is absorbed. So you get about 100 micrograms. You know, eat a better diet. You know, you eat three eggs, and you got the same as that. You know, it's going to be safer and better for you. But you can treat it that way. The other thing with loose teeth can be a sign of, and the doctor will look at this, and he will. When you got loose teeth, he's going to think of these. But
now, let's define loose teeth. I mean, you just ones where they wiggle pretty good.
Yeah, they wiggle.
Yeah.
All right, they're loose. People know it. They have trouble chewing their food. All right.
Because they're so loose.
So loose. All right.
Okay.
Number one is osteoporosis. The doctor's going to look at that. All right. And that's a fairly common. All right. Number two, you mentioned it already. A poor gut biome. All right. Number three. Sjögren's syndrome or xerostomia, dry mouth. All right.
Right.
And number four, problems with the salivary glands. All right. In fact, I saw a guy this morning that I think has one of the salivary glands problems with. These people have poor dentition anyhow, all right, and their teeth can get loose.
Okay, brushing your teeth is real important.
Yes, we'll get into that a little bit.
Okay, now, when you talk about people having these loose teeth and that they are not taking good care and they need to just improve their diet, is this something that responds very quickly?
No.
Okay.
No. Terry, it takes time.
Okay.
That's probably a blunt answer. It's not very popular to say, but it'll probably take 3 to 6 months.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I don't have a pill for you to make your teeth solid tomorrow. I don't have.
Right? Well, I just want, you know, people who listen to this program think, oh, I just need to go get some melatonin. All my worries are going to go away. Oh, I need to just start eating some, three eggs. And the other advantage with the eggs is, as you've pointed out, eggs, 48% of the eggs go into building muscle.
Yes.
It's the number. It's number that. One. It's better than, yeah, than chicken or meat or anything else. But we want people to have good parameters or good expectations of some of the recommendations that you make.
Yeah. Your doctor does not have a pill, Terry, to make your teeth solid.
Got it.
It's a process and looking at a bunch of other things. Treating the root issues, that's mm-hmm. really. Mm-hmm. And it may be that it's a vanadium issue. You know, he may look at everything else and say, no, none of this are true. I need to, we need to try that.
But that's something everybody could start doing tomorrow.
Yes. Eat an egg every day.
Eat an egg or like I told you, oatmeal. I eat cold.
Parsley.
Cold right. with almond milk.
Who would
it's
have
great.
Thought parsley? You know what I mean? We grow it in Kern County. Kind of thing. Let's do it.
Parsley's great. It improves your breath and everything.
Yes.
Okay, so are there other causes of loose teeth other than somebody just hitting you?
You can get dental abscesses and things like that.
Sure.
But I want to stay away from those dental issues. All right? Those are solved by dentists.
Okay.
I don't want to go into that area. There's a whole bunch of those things from that. But that's not what I want. I want to talk from a medical doctor's point of view, not a dentist's point of view.
Got it.
I kind of want to leave that away because that becomes itself, that's a whole different subject. All right?
Excellent. So what are some of the other things that you are thinking in terms of when you have a patient come in and they've got some complaints, maybe the loose tooth, and you address that? What about halitosis?
What is
bad breath?
Bad breath.
Bad
okay.
breath.
Bad breath. Okay. In fact, I had a patient today that came in with very bad halitosis, and they all know it. Okay, what does the doctor think of when you come in with bad breath? All right. Number one, do you have a sinus infection that's not diagnosed, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can get pus and gunk in the sinuses. You know, I've had patients that we've had to end up CTing their sinuses to see and find junk in there, and I won't get you better until I send you to the surgeon to drain it kind of thing, all right?
Okay.
Sometimes it can be done with medicines, but make sure there's no sinus
infection. How about people that have allergies and constantly have a post-nasal drip?
Not so much, unless it gets infected, Terry.
Got it.
All right? Chronic lung infections. We'll do it, especially if you have infections that are bacterial in nature. And some of these patients with a lot of pus in their lungs, their breath is foul. Kind of.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Liver disease will do it. Kidney disease, all right. GI problems will do it. Diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Several things people don't realize. Everybody knows about garlic, all right?
Right.
Garlic. But coffee, people don't understand. If you drink a lot of coffee, it can cause halitosis on its own. Oh my gosh, who would have thought?
Yeah.
And these people never twig, Terry. You can, they'll deny they, you know, they'll tell you how much coffee they drink, but they will never put it together. You know, and this is not one or two cups. I mean, this is a person that has 7 cups of coffee in the morning before he gets going, kind of thing.
Sure.
But those people, the coffee, excess caffeine. Alone can cause halitosis or
is that bad stuff coming back up from the gut from the stomach?
I don't know if I know that. Maybe a better way to say this. That's not quite true. I do know. I don't know the true answer.
Okay.
But what we do know, Terry, is that, for instance, caffeine. All right. Not only it's absorbed in the gut. All right.
Mm-hmm.
It's absorbed, but we also know. All right. And in fact, this is true of garlic too. By the way. But it goes, it's absorbed and goes through the bloodstream, all right? Mm-hmm. What we didn't realize until this fairly last 10 years is, well, I don't know, somewhere recently, this has come out. But, and this is where they think the caffeine, bad breath comes from
okay.
caffeine, all right?
Okay.
It's not that you, you know, you're burping up or you're getting the bad breath from your stomach from the caffeine. The caffeine is absorbed. We now know it goes through the bloodstream, and the lungs exude the caffeine out through the capillaries.
Oh, okay, sure.
Out in those alveoli. And then you're breathing out this foul-smell caffeine. All right?
It's been percolated in your
lungs, yeah, or in your whatever. Lungs and everything. So it's not the caffeine that you're drinking that you drank. It's the caffeine that you drank that's absorbed and getting expelled. And it's more complex than that, but expelled out through those alveoli in the lungs that causes a bad breath.
Got it.
Yeah, that's
it. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah,
it makes
sense. Kind of, but it's kind of weird stuff.
So cutting out caffeine would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, or cutting down.
What cutting cup it
a
back,
day,
yeah.
A cup a day is okay. Food particles between your teeth, you know, a lot of periodontal disease. You know, this is what Dr. Segarian will look after, teeth cleaning, and make sure there's not a junk there. Here's something, I'm a big fan of fasting, you know. Did
yes,
you know
absolutely.
That fasting can cause bad breath in certain people?
Because
certain particle, if you have a lot of toxins in your body, all right, essentially they are liberated in the fat that stores much of these toxins. And they're being
released
yeah. and they yeah. can be released through the urine, through the gut, and through even through the lungs. All right,
got it.
Aerosolized.
Got it.
So that's one of the reasons. sleeping with your mouth open all the time. People that snore, they have more bad breath problems. All right. Anything that causes dry mouth. All right.
And anything that causes dry mouth.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
A bunch of issues, but just. What's the most common cause of problems? It's allergy medicines.
Huh.
Allergy medicines. But we got a lot. There's over 400 medicines, Terry. We'll go over some of the major categories that cause
dry mouth
and bad breath.
Bad breath. Excellent. We've gone a little bit over on our. We'll be right back. This is the
TriMax. We got sidetracked. I'm sorry, everybody.
We did.
Every year, it gets harder to earn a decent living and get ahead in our state.
While food, housing, and energy bills get more expensive.
So what do the special interests in Sacramento do? They put Prop 15 on the ballot, the single biggest property tax increase ever.
An $11 billion tax increase in the middle of a pandemic.
It gets worse. Prop 15 doesn't just hike taxes on small businesses. Prop 15 hikes taxes on the farms that produce our food.
Meat, poultry,
fruits, vegetables,
dairy, nuts, grains,
even wine.
A tax increase on farmers is a tax increase on everyone.
California can't afford Prop 15's higher taxes and food prices, especially now.
Join California Family Farmers and vote no on 15.
Ad paid for by Family Farmers against Prop 15. Stop higher food taxes. Committee major funding from California Farm Bureau Federation, Western Growers, and Agricultural Council of California.
Time Saver Traffic is brought to you by Sullivan Petroleum and by Oswell Chevron at the corner of Oswell and Auburn. Look for traffic collisions on the westbound 58 just east of Union, Breckenridge, and the 184. Also, 5600 block of Lake Isabella Boulevard and in the 1800 block of Maple. And you have a vehicle fire on the 184 at Hermosa. I'm Tony Lee, Chevron Time Saver Traffic.
For us, being a friend of the family means that each time we have an opportunity to connect with a family member, that we reach down into our heart and we try to understand what they need.
Jim Lamar for Greenlawn Funeral Homes and Cemeteries.
Why are they here? What is the experience they've just gone through? And how can I best connect with them and help them through that? At every moment, it's really learning how to listen. We had a gentleman that was in our lobby the other day, and his mother had passed away, and we'd help him through the service. And he looked over and said, you know, I have to tell you, this is the easiest thing I've ever done. Because everyone across the board treated me like a friend, like a family member. Everyone I've dealt with is the highest level of service. That told us we treated him like everybody should be treated. Everyone should walk away feeling that way.
Green Lawn Funeral Homes and Cemeteries, a friend of the family, with two locations in Bakersfield.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Capital One checking and savings accounts have no fees or minimums and a top-rated banking app that lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere, even from your favorite hiking trail. With Capital One's app, you can check your balance, deposit checks, pay bills, and transfer money from wherever you are anytime you want, even when you're cooking dinner. Open a fee-free checking or savings account online in about 5 minutes. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
This is a paid advertisement for legal services. Ricky LeBlanc, Chestnut Hill, Mass., admitted in Massachusetts only. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Attention firefighters! Listen closely to the following alert. Certain chemicals in firefighting foams, also known as AFFF, are linked to cancer. Exposure to foam may increase the risk of kidney, pancreatic, testicular, bladder, breast, liver, colon, and prostate cancer, as well as leukemia and lymphoma. Firefighters who use firefighting foam and later develop cancer may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law now. 1-800-708-7200 for a free legal consultation. Again, that's 1-800-708-7200. 1-800-708-7200.
Members Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Nick Nyswander, Florence, Kentucky. Rich Grabo, 970 Farmington Avenue, West Hartford, Connecticut. 860-904-7789. Michael Bro, Gonzalez, admitted Louisiana. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other attorneys. I'm a paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hi, I'm Lugnut Larry, inviting you to come cruising to the oldies. Saturdays, 1 till 3 p.m. Sundays, noon till 3 p.m. A radio show like no other. On KNZR, AM 1560, FM 97.7.
KNZR.com, KNZR on Twitter, KNZR on Facebook, and KNZR on your radio at AM 1560 and FM 97.7. KNZR.
Okay, buddy, we are back. We're back here on the Terry Maxwell Show. Hey, I do want to remind people that it is the time that you get to re-sign. You know, they're going to ask you what you want to do for your health care next year. And anybody who has a business that has fewer than 50 people in it, one of the best choices you can make is to do the practice.
Just call our office.
It's
just call. It's not only with the practice, but with we add other, I have insurance people that work with us to add other things so that it works legally, but it works.
You can it works so for money. It works for your employees. It works for you as a business owner. Yes. Everybody smiles afterwards.
We often save people 30% in insurance costs.
Yeah,
seriously, with minimal risk issues.
Right.
In fact, probably better. All right.
So give them a call over at the practice if that sounds good to you, because I know that you guys are starting to get some phone calls on that.
Yes, we do. Yes.
So good. We are talking about bad breath. Now, is that bad breath? Is it by any chance inherited? Because, you know, both my parents had bad breath, and I have
no
the same problem.
No,
it's not inherited.
Let's talk. This is a common question, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Patients ask. All right, bad breath is not inherited, at least that I know of. Sure, as I say that, we'll find a study that's not. From what? No. The answer is no.
Okay.
But what happens is that you have the same often gut flora or the same genetic predispositions or the same way of dealing with life or the same way of lifestyle issues that they had that predisposed them to halitosis. You have the same issues. All right?
Got it.
And that's how it is. It's not really that I believe in it is a genetic thing. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I get scared when people ask me that because sure as I say that 2 years ago, find out some gene.
Yeah, guess what? We got a gene that causes halitosis.
Another thing, Terry, that's very common that people don't understand, and this is very, very common that people have no clue, but we have studies that showing, Terry, that if you skip breakfast, the incidence of halitosis goes through the roof.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Well, Yeah, so, I mean, that would make sense.
So this is something that people don't even, it's not even on their radar screen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not on their radar screen. And this is something that if you have bad breath issues, eat a good breakfast, all right? The incidence goes way down. It's not the only
answer.
And it's
answer. Also, it's good for your health.
Yeah, it's better for
much better for your health.
It's better for you. All right. The other thing, one other little tip that you can do, but chew gum that has xylitol in it. All right.
Xylitol.
Yeah, because that's a sugar that actually helps the good bacteria in your mouth, in your oral cavity, and helps make you put more saliva out, which is healing and good for that. All right. So that's another thing we tell patients sometime to do.
Because if you don't have a lot of saliva, that would be indicative of, yes, of dry mouth, and dry mouth is
usually. And you may want to try that. All right. Probably in our town, one of the most common things we see, we're going to go over there's piles of medicines. We got to go over that kind of stuff because they're just, oh my gosh, it's just, they're common. But probably the most common issues are allergy patients taking antihistamines for the allergies.
And both sense. Antihistamines that cross the blood-brain barriers and the ones that
doesn't
don't.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
All right. And they can cause dry mouth. Because I want you to think, they're drying up the nasal mucosa. They also
dries up the mucosa.
And then you get dry mouth, and then it's easier to get halitosis and bad breath. All right?
Okay.
And people don't put the two together. You know what I mean? It just, you know, it doesn't happen every time, by the way. But this is something when your doctor comes, you come in with halitosis, this is what your doctor is going to be going through his mind and thinking about. All right?
Now, if you drink a lot of water during the day, does that help with, can you still have dry mouth and even though you drink a lot of water?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Although it's good to drink water. In fact, dehydration, we're going later on, but dehydration makes halitosis worse, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's good you brought that up. Yeah, you want to keep you well hydrated. Half the people around there are actually in a state of dehydration, Terry. And the biggest misinformation, if it's the right way to put it, what happens? You're thirsty. I'll have a Coke.
Yeah, no, that's not.
And it makes water. It's a dehydrating agent.
Water.
It makes you worse.
Yeah, yeah.
And people don't understand this. You know, they don't understand the issue of osmoles and osmolarity
that. When I was a kid growing up, and you just finished a big workout and everything like that, there's nothing tasted better than an ice cold Coke.
That's true. And we've got all this advertising, but water.
Water.
Yeah. You know, that's probably, and it's sad. We've been conditioned. Maybe that's the way to say it. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure the right way to say it, but we've been conditioned to, or advertised to, or whatever, and we don't think about water.
Right.
And it is really water. You are not, you don't get hydrated by drinking something with a lot of particles in it. We call it solutes, or because the osmolarity or osmolality is wrong.
Right.
And it actually pulls water out of your system.
Out of your system, sure.
And people don't understand that. I mean, it's so common. All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, being a chemistry major, I understand exactly.
Most people don't know what osmolality is.
Yeah. Well, if you got more particles on one side of a semi-permeable membrane, then the water molecules will go to that side.
Yeah.
When you're drinking a Coke, you got more osmolality inside, and so the water will come out of your system as it's going through your system.
Exactly. Yeah. It's something that chemistry people know this kind of stuff, but the average person it doesn't even on their radar.
It's almost like it's counterintuitive. But wait a minute, it was wet when I went in.
Yeah.
How could it be drawing more water out of me?
No, that's so true.
Yeah,
Terry, it's so true. Yeah. And the same thing. This becomes really critical, by the way, if you're starving, or if you're malnutrition, but more than that, if you're dying of thirst or something like that,
right?
That's where it's a killer. I mean, if your kidney function is, if you're dying of thirst and your kidneys are shutting down, and I give you a glass of Coke, your kidneys are gone.
Yeah,
it's over. You're finished.
You might as well just go ahead and drink some salt water.
But it's sort of the idea. I don't know. Yeah. That's quite right to say, but that's sort of the idea.
But I mean, that's the idea.
The same idea.
That's the idea. Yeah. Because everybody would know that, if you're thirsty, you don't drink salt water.
Yeah.
But quite frankly, when you're drinking a Coke, it's not as bad as drinking salt water, but it's the same principle.
Well, yeah.
It's the same principle.
All sodas. Coke is a phosphoric acid solution.
Yeah, we are talking about Coke, but we're really talking about all soft drinks.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I'm not against Coke, a lot of things. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife is. She drinks Pepsi.
I like Pepsi better than Coke.
Well, Okay, so let's continue. I mean,
we're getting sidetracked here. I don't know where we got off on.
You know,
this.
We're going to have to talk about this again on Monday because we're not getting very far with this.
Yeah, I've got another five pages.
I mean,
my
it's
gosh.
Like, okay, so where are we now?
Let's talk a little bit about what makes your teeth white.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because there's quite a bit of misinformation about this, and it can be very simple, all right? There are issues with it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about some common things, all right?
Okay.
But eating, you know, I call them munchies, but veggies that are, you know, my wife makes up carrot sticks and...
celery sticks.
Celery sticks. And
radishes.
Not so much radishes, but
I love radishes.
White, what's a white? Cauliflower and broccoli and things like that.
Yeah, sure.
Raw, you know,
right.
Not frozen, but just raw kind of thing. She cuts up and she has always in the fridge little bowls of these. So you want to munch on something, all right? Well, those things are good for you. Don't get me wrong. They're very good in itself. In fact, better raw than cooked. But the action of chewing on it actually helps to keep your teeth whiter. All right? Interesting. Okay. Number two is that if you have trouble with white teeth, you want to eat a little something every day that has a high calcium load. And as simple as a piece of cheese.
Okay.
Same piece of cheese.
It doesn't matter what kind of cheese?
No. All cheese has high calcium in it. All right?
Okay.
The other thing you can do is you can gargle. In fact, this is years ago now, but I met a wonderful lady, who had probably the most pristine white teeth I've seen in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And after a private, I got to know her and I said, tell me what your secret is. Well, she gargled and wished her teeth around with half water and half hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty safe, all right?
Yeah.
I don't know, it swallow
it. It can cause some gingivitis some patients.
But for most people, it's pretty safe. Yeah. I wouldn't do it for 5 minutes kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And but you do it over and over and over and it works, all right? And it's cheap. The other thing we have to mention, stop smoking. All right, just
we gotta take another break.
Okay.
Now you've asked people to stop smoking. Don't change the channel. He just told and I know it's better for your health. Stop the smoking. Okay. Do what you have to do. We're gonna be right back.
Give me the night. Give me the night. Give me the night. So give me the night. God, there's music in the air and lots of love and everywhere.
Time Saver Traffic is brought to you by Sullivan Petroleum and by Oswell Chevron at the corner of Oswell and Auburn. Look for traffic collisions on the westbound 58 just east of Union, Breckenridge, and the 184. Also, 5600 block of Lake Isabella Boulevard and in the 1800 block of Maple. And you have a vehicle fire on the 184 at Hermosa. I'm Tony Lee, Chevron Time Saver Traffic.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USDA numbers on exports of U.S. fresh produce showed mixed trends over the past year. According to thepacker.com, for the 12-month period from September 2019 to August 2020, the USDA reports fresh fruit exports totaled $4.38 billion, up 1% from the same period a year ago. U.S. fresh vegetable exports for the same period were $2.57 billion, down 5% compared to a year ago. A new online service attempts to match landowners who want to reduce wildfire fuels with livestock owners whose animals could graze the land. Called Match.Graze, the website was developed by University of California Cooperative Extension. The extension service says grazing can provide an affordable alternative for decreasing grasses and other fire fuels, especially on steep rocky terrain or land in urban wildland interface. The USDA will award $10 million in grants to strengthen Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program employment and training programs, which helps participants gain the skills, training, and work experience needed to find work. USDA is providing more than $6.7 million in SNAP E&T National Partnership grants to help four national nonprofit organizations expand program capacity to serve SNAP participants, and over $3.2 million in SNAP E&T data and technical assistance grants to support improved improved ENT data collection and reporting.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Hi, I'm Tony Lee. We want you to partner with us, and you can do that by calling in any traffic information you see. Call the Chevron Traffic Hotline at 393-1904. You can report weather, accidents, road closures, or any situation that could affect traffic. That number again is 393-1904. Join Sullivan Petroleum and Alpha Media so together we can serve the community better. Chevron Time Saver Traffic, 393-1904.
Music. Hey, let's go cruising to the oldies. Every Saturday at 1 p.m., every Sunday at noon.
Lugnut Larry.
It's on KNZR, AM 1560, FM 97.7.
Have you heard about the latest budget gimmicks in Sacramento?
Oh, which one? Can you believe they're funding the mismanaged and over-budget train instead of our children's education right now? Or making life tougher for hardworking taxpayers with more taxes and fees?
At least Assemblyman Vince Fong is fighting for us. I love how committed he is to making life more affordable and holding Sacramento accountable.
Vince Fong is the leader we need.
That's right.
The Central Valley needs strong leadership. Someone willing to tackle the tough problems and make sure our voice is heard. Assemblyman Vince Fong is that leader. Vince grew up in Kern County. This is home, and he's dedicated his life to protecting taxpayers and fighting for us.
I'm Vince Fong. In this challenging time when many are struggling, I've made it my mission to hold Sacramento accountable and fight for the Central Valley.
Vince Fong, leadership we can count on.
Paid for by Vince Fong for Assembly 2020.
Everyone could use some extra dollars in the bank account, and KNZR is giving you the chance to do just that with Money Talks. Listen Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. for your hourly pay word. Enter those words online at knzr.com, and you'll have a chance to win $1,000. It's Money Talks with AM 1560 at FM 97.7 KNZR. Must be 18 years old or older to play. It's an Alpha Media company-wide contest, and one winner will be chosen each day. Complete contest rules at knzr.com.
The new KNZR stickers are here. Get one and stick it. It could make you a winner.
Hey, woman, you got the blues. Guess you ain't got no one else to you. There's an open road that...
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. I love yellow. Get some good music out. We are talking with Dr. Jan Mensink from The Practice, we are having a good time talking a little bit about dental hygiene and things that are important, things that physicians pay attention to, things like halitosis, which is, of course, bad breath, loose teeth. But for a lot of people, they aren't sure why the heck their teeth don't look bright white like they're supposed to. Yes. There are certain things that will stain your teeth pretty badly, won't they?
Terry, probably think of it this way. Anything that will stain your tablecloth will stain your teeth. That's like a simple way of saying it. But what are the big offenders, all right?
Sure.
Big offenders. The list is as long as my arm kind of thing, but the big offenders, coffee, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've mentioned that, coffee, tea, all right? Sodas, by the way, sodas are a hyperphosphoric acid solution that are doing bad things to your teeth kind of thing. But they all will stain, all right? Red wine.
They actually disintegrate your teeth.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Sodas are disintegrating.
Sodas are a phosphoric acid solution that you're drinking kind of thing. It's bad for you. Red wine. People don't realize that when they're drinking red wine. It's all right. And at the very end, just after the break, we'll talk about that. There's two things you can do to help, all right? But I don't think we have enough time except that after the break kind of thing.
Okay.
We'll talk about
okay.
that. But red wine is, people don't think of it. All right? Everybody thinks of cranberry juice and grape juice. Oh, yeah, that, you know, that'll stain things. But, and they usually think it'll stain your teeth. Blueberries, I have a almost every day blueberries. My wife gives me a little bowl of blueberries. And my wife often says, oh, you got blue teeth. They all
don't. Right.
Beets are known to do it, all right? Soya sauce, people don't think of soya sauce as staining your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And tomato sauce, all right? But all the root thing, these are the common ones. But anything that you know that if you spill on the tablecloth and you got a stain, stains your teeth.
Right.
And that's probably the key, Terry. It is, it's not just one thing, you know? But it's,
so you're almost always bombarding your teeth with things that could possibly stain it.
Yes. Yes. So what do you do? Maybe after the break, we'll take a break. The two things that we can do to help. And they're actually quite simple.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and take that break. And then when we come back, before we do take that break, I want to remind you that I told you that we were going to talk about Dr. Mike Segarian and Columbus Family Dentistry. If you are someone who is concerned about your smile, someone who's got some issues, Dr. Mike Segarian is got hundreds of hours of continuing dental education. Not only that, but he has the equipment to do all of the different modalities that are cutting edge in the field of dentistry. He will give you options if you simply need your teeth cleaned or an examination. He does that with just tremendous expertise. He has a great staff in there. I would suggest you get an appointment. He is my dentist. He's my wife's dentist. He's my family dentist. The number is 322-1300, 322-1300. Give them a call because they worry about your smile just as much as you do.
Time Saver Traffic is brought to you by Sullivan Petroleum and by Oswell Chevron at the corner of Oswell and Auburn. Look for traffic collisions on the westbound 58 just east of Union, Breckenridge, and the 184. Also, 5600 block of Lake Isabella Boulevard and in the 1800 block of Maple. And you have a vehicle fire on the 184 at Hermosa. I'm Tony Lee, Chevron Time Saver Traffic.
Small businesses are the cornerstone of our communities. They employ our friends and neighbors. And during the pandemic, they've been forced to make difficult decisions. Decisions like how to pay employees, how to pay rent, pay for insurance. I'm Kevin McCarthy. As your congressman, I fought for local relief for our small businesses. We created the Paycheck Protection Program to help small businesses retain their employees and help them pick up where they left off, like my friend, Francis Cueto.
When the pandemic hit, there was so much uncertainty. And when our business was forced to shut down, I was scared. How will we pay our employees and our bills? I'm in the restaurant and catering business. We were hit hard. So we turned to our Congressman, Kevin McCarthy. In Congress, Kevin fought for local relief for hardworking families and businesses. We were able to access the Paycheck Protection Program. And thanks to Kevin, we're back and open for business.
I'm Kevin McCarthy, and I approve this message.
Political ad paid for by Kevin McCarthy for Congress.
We all like a bargain, but how do you know what a bargain is when it comes to your air conditioning and heating system? Hi, I'm Warren Plaskett for Stockdale Air. You've heard the saying, pay me now or pay me later? All this means is a little before a failure is much better than a lot after the failure. The Word of God says obedience is better than sacrifice. Come on now, really. Service on your air conditioner or heater can be cheaper than you think when you consider the high cost of repairs. Just do it. Call Stockdale Air now before the failure and save yourself big bucks. We promise to be prompt, thorough, competent, and cheerful. Do you really want a bargain company or worse, your brother-in-law, taking care of your air conditioning and heating unit? Call Stockdale Air for proven, experienced, and honest service on your heating and cooling system. Call Stockdale Air, 399-0100, for an appointment for the best service. Stockdale Air, serving Kern County for over 40 years, 24 hours, 399-0100, 399-0100. Stockdale Air. Thanks.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Capital One checking and savings accounts have no fees or minimums and a top-rated banking app that lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere, even from your favorite hiking trail. With Capital One's app, you can check your balance, deposit checks, pay bills, and transfer money from wherever you are anytime you want, even when you're cooking dinner. Open a fee-free checking or savings account online in about 5 minutes. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
AM 1560 and FM 97.7. KNZR.
When you close your eyes and you go to sleep, please.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Dr. Jan Mensing. Our subject today is... oral hygiene?
I guess a little bit of that.
We've talked about a lot of different things. I think the whole point of this is we've got a long ways to go. We're gonna definitely bring this back on Monday, but we want to end this because we talked about things that were going to stain the teeth. Now, what can you do?
Two simple things, Terry. Just remember, anything that stains a tablecloth stains your teeth, all right? Two simple things that people need to know. Number one, get your teeth clean, get all the plaque off, because the plaque stains more preferentially than the enamel. All right?
Oh, okay.
Go to your dentist, get your teeth clean. All right?
How often should you do that? Oh. Every 6 months?
Depends how much plaque you got.
Okay.
All right? That's short and simple. But get the plaque gone, because that stains more preferentially than the enamel. All right?
Okay.
That's for the first report. Number two is a simple thing you can do. Okay? All right? But studies have been shown pretty consistently, if I drink any of these things... Mm-hmm. With a straw, the instance of teeth staining goes way, way down. Oh, my gosh.
Now, do you have a preference on plastic straws or paper straws?
Or metal straws. My wife buys these metal ones.
Yeah.
Aluminum or whatever.
Probably the plastic reusable ones is good. But straws.
I'd ask the governor about that, all right? He may have an opinion.
We've got all these other problems, but, don't worry about it because you can't use plastic straws in California anymore.
Okay.
Because, we've solved that problem.
But there are really studies showing, Terry, that
it just gets past where your teeth are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. So, and the other thing you mentioned was the gargling with hydrogen peroxide in water.
Yeah,
half and half.
And I'd be careful. I wouldn't do it a long time. I wouldn't swallow it, things like that. And some people get in trouble with
No, go ahead and swallow it. I want to find out what happens. Call me after you do that, would you please? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, okay? I'm not, seriously. Dr. Mensing, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Looking forward to Monday. Now we'll continue this conversation.
Yeah. We're going to spend a lot of time on what medicines and things like that. There's over 400 classes of medicine.